This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're speaking with Nick Bryant, and Nick's book is Confessions from Correspondent Land, The Dangers and Delights of Life as a Foreign Correspondent. And you were sent, as you mentioned, to a report on the assassination of Yitzhak Rabin. And that was a time when it looked like the Holy Land, Israel and Palestine, were going to figure it out. But as is so often the case, an extremist can kill a power for peace like Rabin, and then it drives the middle to the extremes. And once again, you've got this determination to have violence and no peace. First of all, what's your take on that? When there's a movement for peace, but a fringe element can drop a bomb and everybody goes back to their extremist corners.
There's a bit to unpack there. I mean, as I said earlier, my first story was probably one of the most consequential I ever covered. Indeed, I think it's the second most consequential story, the assassination of Rabin. The first was 9/11 and everything that has flowed from that. And why was that such a consequential story? Because Yitzhak Rabin, you thought, was the person who could negotiate the peace, the historic compromise with the Palestinian people. And indeed, there'd been that famous handshake on the South Lawn of the White House, engineered by Bill Clinton, when he'd shaken the hand of Yasser Arafat, obviously Israel's longtime foe. And you did sense that the person who'd sort of won the West Bank, had, obviously Rabin was a military commander during the 67 war, the person who'd won the West Bank would be in a position to kind of hand them back in a way. And that was the reason why his death, at the hands of a fellow Jew, of course, was so shocking.
Does BBC work for profit, or is it a non-profit news organization?
It's bifurcated in a way. There is an area which does act commercially, but those profits are always sewed back into the journalism and into the organization. And so internationally, a lot of our money is raised through advertising on our websites and on our international TV channel, things like that. But in Britain, our money is raised through what's called a television license fee. If you've got a television in Britain, you pay a certain fee. Unlike public radio in America, which lies on government subsidies and kind of pledge drives, the BBC has this kind of tax on television.
So instead of a pledge drive, when you buy a TV and you or a radio and you plug it in, you get a tax, and coming with that payment is a service like BBC.
Exactly.